With the modern advances in technology, we're able to go on Google and type in any question under the sun and get an answer, something that just certainly 2 decades ago they would never have been able to do. Sometimes it's things that matter, sometimes it's not necessarily things that have such importance. And I was curious to know the seating capacity of stadiums and large seating venues. So I Googled the seating capacity for Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium can seat 54,251 people. I then went on with some other places, as you'll hear. So Citi Field can seat 41,922 people. Madison Square Garden can seat 20,789 people. And then moving to the other side of the world, the Sydney Opera House can seat 5,738 people. What does that matter? That if you look at the census in this week's Parsha and Pinchasim, there are censuses multiple times throughout the Torah. The Rashi comment as why Hashem chose to do a number of censuses. But when you look at them, you'll find something interesting. I'll read the first four from this week's Parsha. Reuven, the family of Reuven, the Shevet, had 43,730. Shevet Shimon, 22,200. Gad, 40,500. Yehuda, 76,500. It seems pretty strange. I hope the question strikes you already. But why, when it comes to, let's say, all those stadiums that I mentioned, so the numbers, the last digit was a 1, a 2, a 9, and an 8 in those four cases that I mentioned. Over here, and not just with these four tribes, but with every single Shevet, the number ends in a 0. Every single Shevet census is a round number. So why is it that every single Shevet has a round number? Why does the Torah seemingly round off? Now, this question has bothered me for a while, and it might be that it shouldn't bother you. Like, okay, yeah, we round it when you're dealing with tens of thousands of people. So, okay, so you round up a few. What's the big deal? Or sometimes maybe round down a few, but it doesn't matter. So it's problematic because of the following Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Lefikach, therefore, Nivra Adam Yechidi. Within the question of why did Hashem create the world with just one person in it, with just from Adam HaRishon, that's how all of civilization started. Why didn't Hashem just create 100 people at once, and then the world would populate from it? Why create it with just one person? So the Mishnah says, Nivra Adam Yechidi, Hashem created one person alone. L'midcha, teach the following lesson. Shekol ma'ave nefesh achas Yisrael. If anyone were to take someone's life out of Bnei Yisrael, were to kill someone, basically, Mala Kosov Ki'ilu Ibeid Olam Mole. The Torah views it as if you destroyed an entire world. V'chol mekayim nefesh achas Yisrael. Anyone who sustains one person from the Jewish people, Mala Kosov Ki'ilu Kiyem Olam Mole. It's as if you have sustained the entire world. Now, if you don't know where this Mishnah is from, I assume 99 out of 100 would probably guess that this Mishnah is from Pirkei Avos. But in fact, it appears in Maseches Sanhedrin, in the fourth parak. So, what does Sanhedrin have anything to do with this? So it comes up in a context where the Mishnah is talking about the judges speaking to the Edom and wanting to instill a certain pachad, a certain yira within them before they go to testimony, that they should realize that in a capital case, when someone's life is on the line, based on the testimony that you're going to say, you shouldn't just think, you know what, like, he or she wasn't such a good person anyway. Like, what's the big deal? Or, you know what, like, I think this is what I saw, I'm not positive, but like, I'll just say it because that's probably the case. What big deal does it make? There are millions at that time, certainly now billions of people in the world, and what difference does it make if one person gets killed? They weren't such a good person anyway. So the Mishnah tells us that these witnesses have to be told, you should realize Hashem created the world from just one person to teach you the importance of an individual. That one person, saving one person is like saving the whole world, and killing one person, if you were to say a false testimony, it's as if you destroyed the entire world. So the question about the Shvatim, so then why round off? If every single person matters, then why would the Torah round off? Every single Jew is a whole world. Certainly, every single person is worthy of being counted themselves. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked his father, the Stipler Gaon, asked his father this question. And the Stipler answered, and he said that we have an assumption that the Torah is rounding off, but he says that's not true. These numbers in the Torah are precise. These are the exact numbers of the Shvatim. He says, I don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it so that these were the exact numbers when the census took place, but this is how it is. This was the Ratzon Hashem. But don't think for a second that any Jew was left out. There's a person who's in my shul who he works right now in New Jersey, but he used to work in New York. And he said that there was a time when he was coming out of Port Authority, and there was a homeless person who asked him for some money. He said his mahalach is always to give a person food if someone's asking. And he had a granola bar on him. And he gives it to him, and the person said, you should know I love the Jewish people. Thank you so much. And he asked him, he said, well, like, I'm sure there is what to love, but actually, why do you love the Jewish people? And the homeless person says to him the following. He says, you should know I've been homeless for many, many years. And as a homeless person, it's very lonely. You feel pretty worthless. You're sleeping on the street. Nobody cares about you. And he said, I was in Crown Heights, and I was playing chess. I was playing with someone there. And all of a sudden, like, me and this person, we were minding our business, just here doing our thing. And we see a whole entourage of people coming towards us. And at the head of it is a person with the white beard, who I found out was the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe comes up right to me, right to my board, with everyone, all the people who are with him, hovering around him. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe looks at the chessboard, and he turns to me and he says, good move. Gives me a little bit of a smile, and he walks away. And the homeless man said, you should know, that made me feel like $1 million. The fact that he noticed me. The fact that he complimented me. The fact that it wasn't just anyone, but it was someone of importance. And that's why I love the Jewish people. And imagine if this homeless person for just a few moments was given some acknowledgement from Lubavitcher Rebbe. Imagine how much each and every one of us could care about another Jew. And right now we're in the midst of the 3 weeks, and we're all familiar with the Gemara in Yuma that explains how the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And one important piece to consider to have is to realize the greatness of each and every individual. And that Mishnah in Sanhedrin I quoted earlier continues to say, Lefikach, therefore, kol echa v'echad chayev lomar b'shvili niver ha'olam. But the Mishnah later goes on to say that every person should realize that the world was created for you. It's a very much a big self-esteem booster. If you're feeling down, realize the whole world was created for you. But it's not just that you have to realize for yourself, for your own personal worth, but you have to realize it when interacting with others. And if you look at another person and you were to realize that the whole world was created just for this person, imagine how you would treat them. And we should be zocha to look at others as if the world was created just for them and treat them in such a manner. And I am positive that if we were to all do that, we'll be much closer to the coming of Mashiach b'mehir yameinu.